From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia responds to new U.S. sanctions. The U.S. Senate has voted decisively to approve a new package of stiff financial sanctions against Russia, Iran, and North Korea. Ben Cardin is a Democratic U.S. senator from the state of Maryland.
That's a strong message that the United States Senate is united, that we will take tough action against Russia for their attack against the United States in our elections, for their interference in the sovereignty of countries in Europe, from Ukraine to Georgia to Moldova, to what they have done in Syria in supporting war crimes.
Now, the Russian foreign ministry said today that it is imposing countermeasures on the U.S. in response to those very sanctions. The ministry said that the sanctions confirm the extreme aggression of the U.S. in international affairs. Effectively, Russia is bringing the number of diplomatic and technical staff working in the U.S. embassy in Moscow and the consulates general in what they call exact accordance with the number of Russian diplomats and technical staff in the U.S. And that all comes down to 455 personnel each between diplomats and staff. Pakistan's Supreme Court has disqualified Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding public office and ordered him to step down immediately. A spokesman for the Prime Minister's office announced shortly after the court issued its ruling that Sharif accepted the decision despite his serious reservations and relinquished charge of office. Heavy fighting broke out on Thursday as U.S.-backed Syrian fighters captured almost half of Islamic State Group's de facto capital of Raqqa. But the push into the city in northern Syria slowed due to stiff resistance and large amounts of explosives planted by the extremists. This is VOA News. Israeli police and Palestinian worshippers clashed outside a revered holy site in the Old City within Jerusalem after Israel removed the final elements of security measures it installed there earlier this month. The clashes arose after Muslim leaders in Jerusalem gave permission for their worshippers to re-enter the site. Venezuela's opposition called for protests to continue today despite a government order banning demonstrations ahead of Sunday's vote on a constituent assembly that would rewrite the country's constitution. The Interior and Justice Minister warned against protests that could bring more violence to an already volatile Venezuela. While President Trump is being accused of trying to bully his attorney general into quitting, the new White House communications director is taking verbal shots at Mr. Trump's chief of staff. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
On full public view, divisions within the Trump administration involving the attorney general, criticized by President Trump, and now the White House chief of staff, being attacked by the new and powerful communications director. Whether the president maintains confidence in Chief of Staff Reince Priebus is something the White House press secretary repeatedly declined to clarify on Thursday, brushing off the tension between communications director Anthony Scaramucci and Priebus, whom Scaramucci intimated is a source of leaks from the West Wing to the media. But to some Republican leaders in Congress, this is not healthy competition, and they say a different kind of conversation is needed. Scaramucci, who reports directly to the president, not the chief of staff, is casting doubt on whether his differences with Priebus can be settled.
That's VOA Steve Herman at the White House. The U.S. Senate failed early today to enact a partial repeal of the 7-year-old Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Three lawmakers from President Trump's Republican Party, including John McCain, who returned from Arizona to Washington after having been just diagnosed with brain cancer. As a matter of fact, it was Senator McCain who cast the deciding vote in the 49-51 defeat of the Republican-led repeal effort. Republican senators have wanted for 7 years to do away with Obamacare, the signature domestic legislative achievement of former President Barack Obama. Britain's Prince William is hanging up his flight suit for the last time. The heir to the British throne worked his last shift yesterday at the East Anglian Air Ambulance Station. Captain David Kelly was William's supervisor.
Prince William's made a fantastic contribution to the team. It's been an absolute pleasure to have him on board. He's a hard-working member of the team, always keen to get his hands dirty and help out. Whether it is just cleaning the aircraft or actually at scene, helping out with patients that are critically ill, he's a really valuable member of the team.
And for more on all these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.